Three gunshots shatter the Mediterranean silence. A young man's scream pierces the air as he discovers a body lying in blood among ancient marble ruins. Welcome to Ora, a private Greek island paradise that will soon become a prison for seven people, one of whom is a murderer. But this isn't a simple whodunit. It's a psychological exploration of why humans do terrible things to those they claim to love. The island itself feels alive, beautiful yet isolated, with its ancient ruins, olive groves, and a history locals consider cursed. At its heart stands a weathered Roman theater, six marble columns surrounded by olive trees, the perfect stage for tragedy. As the Mediterranean wind grows stronger, what locals call the fury, it creates an atmosphere of impending doom, driving the characters toward madness and murder. At the center of this drama is Lana Farrar, a reclusive former movie star whose Botticelli beauty once made her Hollywood royalty. She's invited her teenage son Leo, second husband Jason, longtime friend Kate, and a playwright named Elliot to her island retreat. As the wind howls and tensions rise, the island's caretaker Nikos and housekeeper Agathi watch uneasily as ancient grudges and fresh betrayals surface among the visitors. What begins as an Easter holiday will end in blood, but whose? What happens when the person who defined your life through love betrays you? Lana Farrar knows this pain intimately. Once Hollywood royalty with an Oscar nomination for her Ophelia portrayal, she mysteriously retired at 40 and fled to London with her son Leo. Behind her dazzling screen presence lies a fragile woman struggling with the gap between her public and private selves. After escaping an abusive marriage to producer Otto Krantz, Lana found apparent solace with Englishman Jason Miller. Their London life offered anonymity until anxiety drove her to retreat to her Greek island for Easter with family, friend Kate, and playwright Elliot. The holiday shatters when Lana discovers a silver crescent moon earring in Jason's suit, then spots its match in Kate's makeup bag. This revelation, her husband and best friend of 30 years having an affair, doesn't just wound her heart, it destroys her entire sense of reality. How can you trust anyone when those closest to you have been living a lie? Everyone on Ora Island wears a mask. Kate Crosby presents herself as a talented but chaotic British theater actor, Lana's opposite in every way. Beneath her dramatic persona lies jealousy from having dated Jason before introducing him to Lana. Jason Miller's rudeness conceals deeper flaws. He's unfaithful and potentially criminal, juggling other people's money and desperate to access Lana's wealth to avoid prison. He pressures her to sign documents without reading them. Leo, Lana's 17-year-old son, resembles a young Greek god with his mother's blonde hair and blue eyes. His desire to follow in her footsteps creates tension as Lana discourages him from the path that brought her both fame and misery. Even the staff harbor secrets. Nikos, the caretaker, secretly adores Lana and despises Jason. Agathi, who rose from waitress to confidant, holds her own resentments. Have you ever wondered how well you really know the people closest to you? Our guide through this tragedy is Elliot Chase, a seemingly successful playwright and Lana's loyal friend. His cultured voice appears trustworthy, yet unsettling hints emerge. His intense observation of others, meticulous note-taking, and fixation on Lana. His background includes an abusive father, alcoholic mother, and homelessness before novelist Barbara West took him in. After being excluded from her royalties, he wrote a vengeful play that launched his career. Initial sympathy fades as we discover his obsession with Lana. First seeing her on screen as a teenager, he became enchanted by her Greek goddess beauty that cast a spell from which he never recovered. This adolescent fascination evolved into adult fixation despite her clear boundaries. Most revealing is his surveillance of Kate and Jason's affair, not from concern, but from manipulation. As his true nature emerges, we realize we're viewing events through a disturbed mind, raising questions about the reliability of our own internal narrators. The narrative reveals a shocking twist. Lana's murder was actually an elaborate hoax orchestrated by Elliot with Lana's consent to test Jason and Kate's relationship. Elliot predicted they would betray each other while Lana sought proof of Jason's love. Their plan was meticulously crafted, choosing a shooting scenario, enlisting Leo as an accomplice, keeping Agathy unaware, and utilizing stage makeup and fake blood. On the night, Elliot fired shots, Lana applied fake wounds, and he wrapped Kate's red shawl around her before hiding to observe everyone's reactions. This deception mirrors their theatrical lives, Lana returning to her acting roots and Leo embracing the performance, while Kate displays convincing grief despite her struggles in Agamemnon. The scheme unravels when Agathy discovers the truth and refuses to participate. From hiding, Lana witnesses Jason's reaction, angry and afraid, but not heartbroken, triggering childhood trauma as she realizes he doesn't truly love her. In a stunning reversal, Lana and Kate discovered Elliot's manipulation notebook and turned his tactics against him. After confronting each other about the affair, they reconciled and allied with Leo and Nikos, excluding the unfaithful Jason. Kate played the terrified victim when meeting Elliot at the summer house. After receiving his gun, she swapped it with Lana for one loaded with blanks. The group then humiliated Elliot on the jetty, forcing him to his knees, beating him, and firing the blank. When Elliot awakened after his execution, Lana confronted him with his notebook, ordering him to vanish forever or face jail. The group walked away laughing, leaving him broken. This turnabout reveals darkness in all characters. Even Lana, previously the victim, demonstrates ruthless vengeance, blurring the line between victim and perpetrator as each embraces cruelty when provoked. The devastating final twist occurs when fiction becomes reality. Humiliated by defeat, Elliot retrieves the hidden gun and experiences what he believes is a supernatural encounter with the island's goddess Aura, the wind entering him until he becomes the Fury itself. As Lana realizes being alone no longer frightens her and decides to return to California, Elliot enters with a shotgun and murders her. This shocking conclusion transforms staged murder into actual tragedy. The theatrical game becomes deadly reality, fulfilling the island's cursed reputation. Elliot's fantasy warps into rage, destroying the object of his obsession rather than allowing her independence. The epilogue reveals Elliot in prison, confessing to stealing Barbara's play. His only real talent, he admits, is lying. Yet, even confined, Lana lives in his mind. He can close his eyes and return to being that boy in the theater, forever trapped in his obsession. We all wear masks and tell stories about ourselves, but when the fury rises, when our darkest impulses break through, who do we truly become?